I presume you see in Troy and in most history, particularly the epic stories, you see a salutary, I don't know if warning is the right word, but certainly a salutary tale.
Yes, I think what's wonderful about it is that although it's the Trojan War and it's the siege of a city, well, every element of it is so profoundly human and is to do with our weaknesses and faults, our vanities, our rage, our love, betrayal, all those things are what animates the story and makes it last as long as it has lasted. And, you know, to be reintroduced to it as I was a year or so ago when I started re-researching and going into it, I was just staggered by how close to our life it is. I mean, there's a horrible fact is that the Iliad, which is Homer's famous epic poem, which is about a short period towards the end of the Trojan War, the incredibly important period. And it starts with a plague. It starts with a disease sweeping through the Greek camp and the horror that it brings. And amazingly, the way Homer describes it, it starts with the animals.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
It goes from the animals to the humans.
Yeah.
Zoonotic, as we call it grandly these days. Mm. And all that talk about bats and pangolins and things in China. As soon as I saw that that news, I was reminded of the Trojan War, of how – and was it an insight that Homer had or, Homer's people, that when you had a plague, it often started with the animals? I mean, the way he describes it, Apollo storms down from Olympus with – and fires plague arrows into the Greek camp, and they hit the animals first, and the animals become sick, and then the humans get it. But that's it gave me real pause when I saw that. I thought,